Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Next of kin notifications have been completed and the identities of four individuals killed in a plane crash near St. Mary's have been released. Among the dead was 44-year-old Sterling resident Ben Sweeney. Also identified in the crash were the 34-year-old pilot Scott Grillion of Chugiak, 23-year-old Mario Giello of Ohio, and 25-year-old Caleb Swartzel of South Carolina. Alaska State Troopers reported that they received a notification about an overdue aircraft around 11:15 p.m. on Sunday from the Alaska Rescue Coordination Center. Troopers responding to the plane's last known location discovered the wreckage and the bodies of four men, according to the agency. Clint Johnson, chief of the National Transportation Safety Board's Alaska region, stated that the plane, which took off from Bethel, was operated by Ute Commuter Service and was thought to be carrying at least two company employees. An NTSB investigator arrived in Anchorage on Monday and traveled to the crash site on Tuesday, Johnson added. The plane went down roughly half a mile from the St. Mary's runway just after 10 p.m. The group had just set out for a moose hunt in southwest Alaska, departing Bethel for St. Mary's around 8:30 or 9 p.m. on Sunday, said Johnson. Grillion received special clearance under visual flight rules, which permits pilots to land in worsening weather conditions. Further details available by visiting this story at RadioKenai.com. A proposed merger between Alaska and Hawaiian Airlines is clearing its final hurdle. The U.S. Department of Transportation announced on Tuesday that Alaska can close its $1.9 billion acquisition of Hawaiian after the airlines agreed to some conditions. That includes preserving several key routes within and to Hawaii and maintaining the value of loyalty points. Alaska Air Group CEO Ben Minicucci.
As we combine the Alaska and Hawaiian Airlines networks, we'll give you more nonstop flights to more places, both domestic and international. Your miles retained are full value, with even more benefits, including a new travel program exclusively for Hawaii residents.
According to the Department of Transportation, another condition is that the combined carrier must also preserve service to small and rural communities in Hawaii. The U.S. military has moved about 130 soldiers along with mobile rocket launchers to a desolate island in the Aleutian chain of western Alaska amid a recent increase in Russian military planes and vessels approaching American territory. Eight Russian military planes and four Navy vessels, including two submarines, have come close to Alaska in the past week as Russia and China conducted joint military drills. None of the planes breached U.S. airspace, and a Pentagon spokesperson said Tuesday that there was no cause for alarm. It's not the first time that we've seen the Russians and the Chinese flying in the vicinity, and that's something we obviously closely monitor, and it's also something that we're prepared to respond to, said spokesperson Pentagon Major General Pat Ryder at a news conference. As part of the force projection operation, the Army on September 12th sent the soldiers to Shamia Island, some 1,200 miles southwest of Anchorage, where the U.S. Air Force maintains an air station that dates to World War II. The soldiers brought two high-mobility artillery rocket systems, or HIMARS, with them. U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan said the U.S. military also deployed a guided missile destroyer and a Coast Guard vessel to the western region of Alaska as Russia and China began the Ocean 24 military exercises in the Pacific and Arctic Oceans on September 10th. The North American Aerospace Defense Command said it detected and tracked Russian military planes operating off Alaska over a four-day span. There were two planes on September 11th, September 13th, September 14th, and September 14th. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.